Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And so here we are. Are we being organized? It's looking like the answer is I'm leaning just a little bit towards, yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaning a little bit towards yeah. The answer, by the way, is not rolling over and going to sleep right now or closing your eyes or turning on a movie so you can get your mind away from this. The answer is waking up, repenting, and being the light that God's called us to be. But also, in as we enter in, I want you, this is going to just ring a huge bell. So we got, you have to begin to open society, right? So we're seeing that's part of Saul Alinsky's operating manual, Rules for Radicals, right?
Right.
The polarization, that's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's like, and he, like me, and like Marshall Gantz, the president was a community organizer, but it seems like he's still organizing. Organizing is not wrong, unless we're using tips from Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And which Saul Alinsky's book starts with, but also now it's like one more thing he talks about in his book, Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky writes, he says, remember, once you organize around something as common, something as commonly agreed upon as pollution. Think about this. Once you organize, this is Saul Alinsky in Rules for Radicals talking about how to organize. Remember, once you organize around something as common, as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then organized people will begin to move. From there, it's short and natural step to political pollution, to the Pentagon pollution. And it's like, they're even talking about global warming. They're actually saying we're polluting the atmosphere. It's like, this is not even a secret. This is like, this is a book you can get from Amazon.com and you can read. I was reading last night. It's like, they just didn't use the word global. It's like, what is this global warming stuff? And so people are arguing about, they're polarizing themselves. Like they're buying into the whole concept. They're being polarized.
Mm-hmm.
And you're arguing with the ones they wanted you to argue with instead of saying, did you just try to polarize me? Are we talking about the icebergs melting and stuff? You know what I'm saying? What happened here? And this is what he says in Saul Alinsky's book in Rules for Radicals. He says, remember, once you organize people around something as common, as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move. From there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution and to Pentagon pollution. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can organize the government.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that our president, one of his first things he went to do was to go sign. He was going to go to Denmark, I believe it was Denmark. I can't think about the country that it was right now. And sign in the United Nations in regards to, let's go with this global warming. Let's begin to deal with this global warming. Let's polarize people based on the fact that there's this pollution issue. And we'll get the whole world buying behind this and start charging carbon tax to people. And it's really just some whole concept put out there. And it's like, okay, now we've got people organized around the green movement, you know, and we got light bulbs that you can't burn anymore. And it's just this whole concept. And so it's like, okay, people can organize around that. But then he says, from there, it's a short and natural step to deal with political pollution and Pentagon pollution. Let me add to that. Christian pollution and Jewish pollution.
Mm.
Right now, as we speak, this last week, I believe it was this week, a pastor was preaching revival in Louisiana. And somebody walks in and shoots him dead. Dead.
Wow.
Don't know all the details? Dead. There's video of people walking up and so much hatred in their heart. They said, all I want to do is destroy you and remove you from this nation. I want to remove everything to do with the church and anything with the Bible and anything from just. And you have to understand that if you buy into this polarization, instead of humbling yourself before God as a Christian, and repenting from our wicked ways and seeking the Lord and responding the way Jehoshaphat did and positioning ourselves to receive, to be able to come against this vast army, then you're looking at, you know, great times of trials and difficulties.
Right.
We're being organized.
Mm-hmm.
We are being organized in a simple little book called Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky is being used like a playbook. I mean, whether they're using it or not, it's like they're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
But being a community organizer, being hiring Marshall Gantz as part of your political campaign, as the one who quotes from a book, mm-hmm. Rules for Radicals, that was openly dedicated to Lucifer in the beginning of it, or at least talked about,
mm-hmm.
Tips from Lucifer, I think, hey, we got to pay attention. This is a polarization happening between God and Satan, darkness and light. And guess what? Light is greater than darkness. It's mm-hmm. time for us to wake up. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.